If you are older like me and have looked into the mirror lately, you may have noticed that the very youthful face that you once had is now appearing to be older and may be more worn than it has ever looked in your whole life thus far. In fact, your body may have more aches and pains than it has ever had. And the realization that one day, possibly a long time from now, the body that is called your earthly temple will lay down one final time. You know that one day, death, which is a term referred to the body ceasing to be able to house your spirit, will occur, and you will no longer be able to stay on this planet any longer. I don't want these words to scare you away so that you stop listening to this message. I can tell you that as you listen to this message, it will give you hope and a promise. We'll look at that in just a moment. For now, let's examine why we have the subject of death to deal with, not just once or twice, but many times in our lifetime. There is, even as I put this sermon together, one of my family members who looks like they will be leaving this earthly life just shortly. I cannot tell you how many funerals that I've been to in my life, but I have heard it said that the elderly tend to go to three places the most: shopping, the doctor, and funerals. This is because the older we get, the more common it will be to go to funerals. Those we seem to know the most are closer to our age. Therefore, we will go to their funerals, or they will go to our funeral about the time when even more of them occur together. I have already went to the funerals of my father and my mother. Years ago, when they were getting older, I realized that one day they would die and leave this earth. I didn't think much about it, but I did come to terms with the fact that one day they would leave. And I came to terms with this fact by looking at the scripture, which has given me comfort over and over again in many situations in my life, including death. So when their funerals did happen, I was better equipped to handle the separation from them. I received the comfort from God of knowing that they were with Him now. We must all begin to deal with the fact of death in our life, but we do not have to be so overcome with grief that we live our life on this earth without joy and happiness. Getting older does not have to be a fearful time of our life. We do not have to be down and depressed about the future. Yes, death is going to happen, but so will something else. Before I tell you what that something else is, let's look at why we have to deal with death on this earth. In Genesis chapter 3, we see the occasion when the serpent came to Eve and tempted her to eat of the fruit that the Lord God had said not to eat. She said that they were not to eat nor touch it. If they did, they would die. The serpent responded by saying that they would not die. Right here is a good place to interject that temptation never tells the truth. The devil may try to blend the truth and a lie into one comment, but if you and I would just depend upon the Word of God consistently, we could see the deception of the enemy and avoid jumping into sin. We cannot condemn Eve for what she did, even though the Bible says that the woman was deceived, but the man was not. However, he did go along with it and didn't rebuke either of them. So they were both at fault. Both of them blew it, and we do too. What we can learn from their example is that we should not listen to anyone but God. If something comes to us in the form of temptation, we should remember what God has said and even pray to Him about it before we decide on our own to do something that could be against the Lord's will. Now, because Adam was formed from the dust of the ground and Eve from the man, when they bowed the knee to Satan, this whole world, dust and all, became the property of the evil one. Therefore, when our physical bodies can no longer house our spirit, they will lay down and return to the dust of the earth, as Genesis 3 verse 19 says. When God made man out of the dust of the earth, He breathed into man's body the breath of life. Part of God's spirit was inserted into the body, and the scripture says that man became a living soul. Our spirit life is from God, as a mother and father's life is put into the baby who is born into them. We received God's Spirit into our body. We are a spirit, soul, and a body, according to the Word of God. The core of our being is our spirit. The man did not become alive until God breathed into him life. We have also been given a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. God gave us this so that we could choose Him instead of being forced to worship Him. As He is, so are we. He has a choice to choose us or not to choose us. He chose us and set a plan in motion to redeem us from the grasp of Satan's curse on mankind. Now we are a spirit being. All spirit beings do not cease to exist, ever. Our bodies may die, but our spirit will continue to live forever. People may become despondent when they think about death, but anyone who has accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior does not have to think of death as a finality. They know, as God has promised in His Word, that physical death does not stop the spirit of mankind from existing. They know there is something else that is going to happen. Jesus has promised in John chapter 15 that He would go and prepare a place for those who believe in Him. And Ephesians 2 verses 4 through 6 say, "But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were once dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For He, God, has raised us up from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ." We have these and many more promises in the Bible about what is going to happen to those who believe in Christ and seek Him. In heaven, there will be no more sin, sickness, pain, or even death. Everything will be perfect, from the temperature to the skies. There will be no hate against others, for we will have the love of God infused into our new body. The joy and laughter we will experience cannot be measured or compared. None of mankind can ever make us experience something as powerful as what we will see, hear, taste, touch, and even smell in heaven. Witnesses of our future home have said that it is so grand that it can hardly be described with earthly language. If someone tries, then they fall short of telling what it is like, really like. We know that what God has promised us of eternity in heaven with Him is true. However, the devil may try to say, like he did to Eve in the Garden of Eden, "Did God really say that you would be with Him forever?" questioning God's authority and promise. At this time, we should remind the devil of his eternal future, which is going to happen. The devil and all of those who trust in him would go to an eternal lake of fire, as stated in Revelation 20, verse 10. If any of mankind puts their trust in the lies of Satan, they will go there too. But for those who will believe God and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be an eternity of God's love, life, and happiness without end. These things are all going to happen. Who will we choose? As the prophet Elijah said to Israel in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, "How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if you believe that Baal is God, then follow him." The Lord is calling us all to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We have an extremely important decision to make. Are we going to choose God completely, or are we going to try to balance God and fleshly pleasures together, which won't work? We know what our future holds and that eternity is forever without end. Are we going to choose God completely? We should, because eternity after this life is going to happen. For those who put their trust in the Lord, we can rest assured that we will spend eternity in heaven with Him, because He has promised that, for those who do trust in Him, it is going to happen. Let us pray. Father, We come to you and acknowledge all of the good things that you have prepared for us in heaven. Your love is immeasurable and we cannot pay it back, but we do know that you do not expect anything in return but our love. And even though it seems like death is a final part of our lives, we know that it is only the beginning. As surely as death will happen on this earth, those who believe and trust you will experience new life forever in your presence, never to die again. But for those who reject you, the life that they experience on this earth will be the only heaven that they know. May this message lead them to you. All they need to do is ask you for forgiveness, and because of your Son Jesus Christ's substitutional sacrifice, they can be born again, becoming your son or daughter, with the promise of eternal life with you. Thank you for these precious promises in your word that give us a glimpse of what heaven is like. We know that it will happen because you are true to your word forever. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.